1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Joining us here on the KVUE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line in a little bit different timetable than we typically have her, Chamber President and CEO Janine McKenna. We've been talking about a new information website for workers displaced by Tyson and Holiday Resorts closure announcements last week. It is now live and it is active.
Janine, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing fantastic.
Well, glad to have you on with us here today. How pleased are you that EmporiaOpportunity.com is now readily accessible?
I'm thrilled. It came together so quickly, and that's due to everybody stepping up to the plate and getting us vital information that we need in such a timely manner. And then TLC Marketing, who put it together for us, you know, that's a lot of work that they did in short order, and we're very thankful for that.
There is a lot of work to be accessed here, and before we start talking about, you know, the information, the website layout, which is obviously something that needs to be discussed in this day and age, talk about the conversations that led up to A, the decision to have this information website, and B, what information was going to be included with the website.
Well, the EmporiaOpportunity.com website has been up for about a year now, and it really was put together through Ignite Emporia. For businesses that are recruiting people, we kept being told we need a website that's kind of a one-stop for people to learn about the community, to learn about, education in the community, maybe a place for their traveling spouse or partner to look for a job. And so it's been together for a while, but what we've added is this information for the displaced workers at both Tyson and Holiday Resort, because much of it was already set up. We thought, well, now we need a spot for resources, a one-stop that they can go to gather the information. That will be at the Rapid Response next week. That will be a lot of the services that will be at the Resource Fair next month as well. And so, once again, it's just a showing, I think you guys have talked about it too, how our community can come together and work together in times of need.
Again, it's EmporiaOpportunity.com, the website to check out. And activities right now broken out into work, play, learn, entertainment, housing, and Emporia Facts, at least as far as the top of the website is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to go be what those of us in media and specifically on the print side would call below the fold to find the support services for displaced employees. Obviously, that's going to be pretty heavily utilized, I think, over the next month or so.
We hope so. We hope that anyone who has been displaced from their job, specifically it's been put together for those Tyson and Holiday Resort employees, but anyone that's found themselves being displaced, that they can go take a look at this and find the resources that are there available for them. And so you've been talking to many people. You know, you've talked with President Daugherty at the Tech College and how they're waiving some of their fees. That information's on there. Emporia State University has some information on there as well. But really important right now at this point in time is the information from Kansas Works and phases and steps that they can go through so that they know the process when they are finally go through the displacement in February for those Tyson workers. They know the steps. They're already signed up and have that resource next to them. And then finally, Crosswinds, I think you've talked to them as well about counseling and counseling services that are available to them. This is a very stressful time in people's lives and scary, unknown. And so hopefully that will help. And then once again, going down the United Way of the Flint Hills, boy, they've knocked it out of the park of calling their partners and getting information on all the various support services that are out there. And I encourage people, if you've gone and looked at the site, continue to go back, because I'm sure as we get this information out more and more, the more we're going to be updating it and keeping it fresh.
Yeah, you've got a lot of information on there in a very short period of time. That's a quick turnaround to get the whole website designed, developed, and then the information on the site itself. Is this something that this information can be translated into Spanish somehow too, Janine? Is that something you may be looking into?
If when Chuck was talking about at the top where you see the workplace, play, learn, entertainment, housing, you'll see English, but you can also toggle over that, and that will convert straight into Spanish as well. So there's a Spanish button there to translate all of that information.
You know, one of the things that I'm also seeing, and this is going to EmporiaOpportunity.com specifically / employment dash assistance, is it's separated a bit from the other specific entities, but you have this section called Turning Setbacks into Comebacks, How to Navigate and Thrive After Job Loss. And there's a close to 20 different steps that people can take short term as they're making those plans to move forward into the next stage of their lives.
And we thought this was important to put in there because it is. It's a stressful time. It's a time of unknown. It's very scary. And we want people to take a step back, take a deep breath, and take a look at those steps. And the number one step there is process your emotions and seek support. You know, and that's what we're here to do. We're here to support them through this process. They are our friends. They are our neighbors. They are a part of the Emporia community, the Emporia area. And we want them to know that we're here for them.
Outstanding. Well, Janine, this is a great jump-off point for a lot of people who are definitely need these services over the next month or so. So thanks for spearheading this. Thank you for your time here with us today. And best of luck here as you continue to populate this with more information.
Thank you very much. I would just finally add that if anybody has anything that they would like to add, reach out to us, let us know. For businesses on the work tab, if you don't see yourself listed there, let us know. For the smaller businesses that maybe don't have a careers page on their website but have jobs available, there is a spot for them to go in and fill out a form so that we can get their jobs listed as well. So important for all aspects to take a look at that and see how they can participate and be a part of this.
Thanks, Janine.
Thanks, Janine.
Thank you guys very much. You have a great day.
All right.
You too.
Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Janine McKenna on nice updates on websites there. Newly developed websites.
Absolutely.
For displaced workers.
Yep. EmporiaOpportunity.com. Super quickly, tomorrow, the 8 o'clock hour, Municipal Band Director Nancy Rickard talks about the Sunday Christmas concert for the Emporia Municipal Band. That'll be our 8:20 spot. And then we'll also have Casey Hastings joining us for the Newsmaker.